Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, 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 it's Johnny and Inel live and loud.
Oh, it's happening. It's happening all over again, isn't it? By the way, why do you always get to be the one who says yes, 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 yes?
Because I'm the loudest one. I'm the loudest one.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I could maybe offer an alternative.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, go on then.
Yeah, what's going on? This is Johnny and Inel live and loud. See, just a little bit more.
Nah, that's like Drive Time Smooth Grooves kind of thing. We want live and loud. Well, yes, it's Johnny and Inel live and loud.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I'm just showing that we have range, in case anyone's listening there, wondering if this is it.
If any special producers out there, is it?
Yeah, oh yeah, you know, people are going, oh, can I only do live and loud this slot, or can they do Drive Time? Well, no, we can do it all. So, there you go.
What's the breakfast time radio sound then?
That's a bit more like, hi, you guys! Jump in live and loud! Go!
Entertaining the kids.
Yeah, something like that. Don't forget to eat your cornflakes, guys! That sort of thing, you know. Just extra range, but I don't think we're comfortable doing that.
No.
But the thing is we're not on it. I know. We are not on this show for the money, essentially, are we?
What are we here for?
Well, we're not here for the money. We're here we do it for the love.
I don't have money on my mind.
I said,
money on my mind.
Oh, we do it for the love. And every now and then those. So
every now and then does.
Yeah, you get the sweetener, nice. A little sweetener like that.
What are you, hot or super?
Extra hot, mate.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
got an extra mile, yeah?
I'm that dude who
gets... That's just showing off.
Well, don't mind. Yeah, I'm the guy who gets the black bottle Nando's, takes the lid off and just puts it on like gravy.
Do you do like a map of the establishment before you sit down with a bottle in your hand so everybody can see. You're just walking around with a bottle so everyone can see black bottle.
No, I'm not trying. I'm not trying to show off. Like, I'm not looking. I don't have praise on my mind.
I don't have
praise on my mind. Praise on my mind. I do it for the spice. So
Perry's souls.
But obviously, the next day, toilets can sound a little bit like this. So. Start with toilet humour.
Well, I tell you what,
we left off last week.
I mean, the people are loving it.
So I know there might be some people who haven't listened to Johnny and Inel live and loud on FUBAR Radio before.
What?
Yeah, the nutters out there.
We've been here for 5 weeks.
Exactly, but we're going to welcome him in anyway. So what can these people expect?
Oh, well, they can expect a lot from this show. Well, I mean, first up, we're going to be talking about what's been trending, what's been going on in social media. What has everybody been talking about this week?
Yeah, absolutely. Because we keep our fingers on the pulse.
Fingers on the pulse.
Apart from that, Inel, do you know what we're going to do?
What's that?
We're actually going to... We're not just here. Obviously, we've expressed that we haven't got money on our mind, but we're also here to help people.
Oh.
We're here to actually lend an ear to our listeners. And actually help... We'll take their problems that they've written in with and actually try to find solutions
real
for
people
them.
Real people with real problems. And we've got some good ones this week as well.
There are some good ones. I do
love this section, man. If you guys want to contribute to this section, then send us a tweet at Johnny and Inel, or you can send us an email, you can send us a Facebook message. And, like, you can remain anonymous if you need be.
And you know what I've noticed? Lately, it has been you who's had all the problems as well getting sent to you, because no one's trusted me anymore. I've put a couple of my friends' name on blast. They're all like, no, it can't
see,
be
see, in the first week, you're just giving out full names, addresses, ages. I mean... That's why.
Current location.
It's all about confidentiality, Johnny.
Giving out their credit card details.
What's the 16-digit long code?
Yeah. Here's your CVV number on the back.
On the back, yeah.
But apart from helping people out, we're doing a blast from the past.
Blast from the past.
Now, the people who don't know what blast from the past is, that's a section where we look back on some, you know, some stories, a bit of nostalgia for our listeners. Things that we take a buzzword, and then the stories that inspire thought in us. And then we'll
a nice little song to go with it.
Yeah,
well,
the songs that those stories make us think about.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else?
Oh, of course. Oh, we got a special guest this week as well.
No
joining
way.
Us in the FUBAR Radio studio.
Who's that?
It's none other than Eric Lampert.
Eric Lampert. Oh, a very nice.
He's coming in. He said he's on his way. He texted me just now.
Very, very lucky to have Eric Lampert, to be fair. I loved him in that his advert with Bruce Willis.
Oh,
with,
the
one on Sky, that was quite funny, to be fair.
Did it make you want to get broadband?
No, it didn't. It didn't work, but it was funny seeing his face every couple of minutes popping on the TV.
I like the face, but not enough to get invested in a 12-month contract.
I like the face, but I don't trust it. apart from that...
Good thing he's not here. Just yet.
apart from that, I know, obviously that sounds absolutely filled to the brim right now.
We got more, though.
What?
We got even more.
We're
going to be discussing the final episode of the season of Game of Thrones.
Oh.
And it was a big episode.
So there's that. That wasn't us singing as well. That's actually
that's the original theme tune.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
To say the least, it was an explosive episode.
Explosive. They went out with a bang.
Yeah, it's gone off. So I can't wait to get my teeth into discussing that.
Oh, same here.
Great Game of Thrones action. I mean, it's been blowing up all over social media as well.
This whole show is just jam-packed. I don't think we're going to be able to fit it in 2 hours, you know.
Do you know what, Inel? I think we've actually got some more, because as well as the amazing stuff that we've just got lined up there,
which
can't be bothered to get in, we also get quite a name for ourselves for playing all the... sickest tunes.
Oh.
Sickest tunes. Yeah, sickest and slickest.
Oh, nice.
Do you know what? I think we should even just get fired straight into one.
Oh, are they ready?
Oh, I think they'll be ready by now. At the end of the day, I'm just chomping at the bit to get into the other stuff. But this music's going to help chill us out, feel good before we start getting our teeth into the rest. You ready?
Oh, nice. What you got for us?
Okay, well, this first one is a song by Miguel, and it's called Adorn. It's a bit of a favourite. A little sample of Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing. So, yeah, this one's in there for our generation. Enjoy, guys. Adorn. So that was good, wasn't it?
Just had to get a little bit in there, yeah.
Yeah, that was Miguel Adorn. That sounded like that was me doing that. Yeah,
I thought that was, and then
I have not got a good enough voice. I can't even pull that off. I'd love to.
Miguel would be shaking his head right now. I'd be like,
I mean, let's get realistic. I know I do have a voice that does, you know, tend to woo ladies. I mean,
yeah.
For instance, that is the reason why I have this little sound moniker that seems to follow me everywhere I go.
Oh, what's that?
Johnny. So, this works.
It's getting shabbier every time you do
it. I didn't even stop it in time.
I know, you don't even stop. You're just listening to this, your own intro. You're like, yeah.
I'm starting not to believe it myself. I'm starting to question whether this is. I've grown out of this now, to be fair. But we all know that you've obviously got your own one as well. Yeah.
Mate, do you know how much stick I've been getting from everybody I meet that's listened to this radio show? They're just like,
say it just a breath.
People are singing it at me, man.
The thing is, with stuff like
this, they're singing it at me.
I could become relentless because, for me, even when people think it's getting old now, like, I genuinely start having more and more fun with it, and it's getting out of hand.
Now, when people hear that song, they're going to think of me.
Yeah, yeah. Which is great.
I hope you're proud of yourself, man. I mean, I thought we were brothers, but you know,
I've thrown you under the bus, haven't I?
Yeah, you have, yeah. Live on radio.
Yeah, whereas when
at least five times.
Yeah, more than that, I think, to be fair. But when they hear Johnny, that's what's going to be in their head. So that's great. Yes, I nailed that that time.
Practice makes perfect.
Perfect, indeed.
Oh, well, speaking of Miguel, actually, because that was a good tune. Did you see that video of him when he he dived over the audience member's head and he landed on one of them?
Oh, yeah.
Did you remember that video? That was disgraceful. He gave a leg drop and everything. I think he apologised after, but he just carried on singing.
I know. It's when people try to act too cool, like try to be, you know, complete. In the end, he'd end up doing a WWF move on someone. Literally, like a leg clothesline. Outrageous.
I could totally see The Rock doing the same move. That's how he did it. He literally just dived in like, bah, bah! Carried on singing.
I remember someone talking about Miguel as well, so, and because he had that song in particular, you know, a sample of Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing, and a lot of like mums and stuff,
yeah,
like, you know, kind of our mum's age would probably go, oh yeah, I really like this Miguel. Yeah, he's like a new Marvin. And they went into his concert, and like all of his songs are really explicit, and they're like, oh, we should just get out of here. This is terrible. You played it too far.
He is a bit explicit with his lyrics.
Yeah, he arguably does take it a little bit too far. Miguel, rein it in a little bit, okay? You've got older audiences.
There we go.
Cater for.
He's going to get he's putting himself in a friend zone, I think.
Yeah, yes, he is. Right, so now we are moving swiftly on.
What's trending?
What is trending? Now, this is the part where we're obviously looking at what is causing a bit of a stir on social media.
What have people been talking about this week, Johnny?
Now, I'm going to start off with the story that really, really has just blown up this week, which is the lady, the civil rights activist, Rachel Dolezal. Who actually was like the head of the NAACP, which is the National Association for Advancements of Coloured People.
Indeed.
Now, this lady on its own, that would not be a problem. Of course it wouldn't. But basically, she has she is not actually a black woman. She's been
brandishing herself as a black lady for the last how long now?
Well, it's been quite some time. at least
20 years.
When this woman is actually a Caucasian lady with blonde hair, and if you look at her, she has been darkening her skin, and she has been
curling her hair, putting
a weave in her hair, like, and she looks ostensibly like a mixed race lady, and refers to herself as being black. And even now, she's kind of been rumbled because her family were coming out and they were like, just white people going, that's our daughter.
I don't know what she's been doing for the last couple of years, but...
as you can see, we're white. She's our daughter. She is white as well. And they're going, what?
But that's the thing, though. People, like, I can get people wanting to kind of be black, I guess, in a sense. Because you always got that in school. People always wanted to kind of be black. Oh, yeah, I want to be just like you. I want to be able to do the things you do. But... she took it to the next degree. She took it to, it's a whole new personality disorder she's got right there.
Well, I mean, I don't know. We'll get a bit deeper in a minute anyway about like what it means to be black, as it were. I mean, people say want to be black. What does that even mean, to be honest?
In truth,
I mean, essentially, it's just a skin color. Like, you know, even the myths that get perpetuated that it's you're a good dancer. You know, I'll probably prove that's not true.
I've seen proof.
Exactly. All right, mate. All right, mate.
Do you want to sit this one out, Johnny? Get the drinks at the
mate,
bar.
Mate,
I'll do the dancing.
Right, mate.
You go get the rams
in,
mate.
Rain it in a little bit.
What was that? Oh, you got your finger on the button again, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Look, bringing it out. Bring it out
now.
Oh, yeah. No.
Don't make this turn into a slanging match, mate.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Thank you. I'll do the self-deprecation. I don't need you jolly on it. Thank you. So basically, she still identifies as being black. She, like, she's coming out on interviews now, and she's saying, yeah, I feel I am black. Even though she is saying that, you know, she's born Caucasian and blonde or whatever. And she said that when she was age 5, she had to do a self-portrait and actually chose to colour herself in with a brown crayon instead of the
peach
one.
Pink one.
Yeah, I think they ran out.
Yeah. It always runs out. You'll use this one again.
But that, right, so, I mean, this leads to many, many important questions, I know.
But look, that's the thing is, like, I can understand people empathising and with people's causes and stuff like that and understanding people's plights and wanting to help and all of that. But she's taken it to the next degree in terms of she started lying about things. And I think her identity kind of just grew into like a monster. And then in a sense, she started doing crazy things and saying that she's getting racially abused and stuff like that. It's like, hold on.
Well, I think that on its own, I wouldn't necessarily. It's weird. As a white person, you can still identify with black struggle. Mm. I do think that. I mean, one of the issues for me is, you know, in America, black unemployment is twice the level of white unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
So, as a white woman, she's decided to black up to nick another black person's job. I mean, give us a break, will you?
Look at that.
Double. We don't even get our own jobs anymore. Just leave us be. You know, she's out there fighting. She's taking a black civil rights group's job. And she's going, yeah, I'll take that. Fuck.
I'll take it, yeah. My dad's black. She's like, the craziest thing is, though, because on her Instagram, she's been, like, posting different pictures of her, like, to kind of clarify with people that she is black and stuff, and she's posing with her supposed two sons.
Yeah.
It turns out one is a stepbrother. She's been posing with another guy who said it was her dad. It turns out he's not. It's disgraceful. It's like, but that's what I mean. Like, she's gone above and beyond in terms of lying. I mean, I've met some people that like to lie, but she's, wow.
Well, is she actually inventing as well this idea that, you know, she's like a transformer, you know, she can just transform in race, you know, just for what
I
suits her.
I am now black.
She can just roll in and just be like, oh, I'm at the NAACP, okay, black woman. And then all of a sudden, you know, she rolls
starts
up.
Starts dancing to candy and stuff. Yeah. Like,
gets stopped by the police and then just starts getting a wet wipe out, just rubbing it off, you know, straight in the head. I'm actually Caucasian, go easy.
I don't know what you're saying, officer. I wasn't speeding at all.
Oh, sorry, madam, I thought I saw a black woman in the car.
But, you know, she's got a weave as well, like, but it's interesting, like, the thing is, like, you know, whoever has been doing her weave must be really good at keeping secrets as
I
well.
I mean, there's a lot of people she knows that been keeping some secrets.
Someone doing her weave, just like, there's 50 for the haircut, and there's £20 to keep your mouth shut as well.
No, but I'm wondering why her mum and dad kind of came out now. I mean, was it a case of, like, pressure being put on by, like, the media, or, like, their friends, like, hey, man, I've seen your daughter, and she's saying she ain't your daughter. But you'd have words.
But you think about it, like, obviously it does bring up some interesting questions. Recently we had Bruce Jenner, for instance.
Bruce Jenner,
who's, you know, essentially the
identified with being a woman instead of a man. Yeah.
Absolutely. Bruce said that she felt like she was a woman in a male body, and she rightfully should be supported in a change. So if this lady, Rachel, does actually identify with being black, then what in theory is wrong with that?
I can understand that, and I can support that, but I can't support her lying to the degree that she had. I mean, if she said she was a white woman, but she felt as if she was a black woman inside, I can understand that. But the fact is, she was fabricating these whole entire stories about her life and what she said it was like, and in actual fact, it was nothing like that at all.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that denying who her parents were. I mean, if you were her parents, how would you feel like that?
Yeah, yeah, like,
what do you mean you don't know who I am?
Yeah.
I raised you!
Yeah. I don't know you. To be fair, you're right. I think it is down to the dishonesty. Because let's face it, she's not the first person to change race, obviously.
No,
Michael Jackson, yeah. MJ popped that out back in the past.
Well, they would have been best friends if you're still around.
Well, I'm not sure.
I mean, the opposite.
I love the way that when MJ changed race, you know, from black to white or whatever, at first, like, black people were devastated, like, oh my God, he was the best of us, and he's gone. MJ, you've gone. Then all them cases started coming out, and all of a sudden, he's like, Yeah, you can have him. I like black MJ anyway. So
cool. He was the better one anyway.
Yeah, like he was at his best when he's black. Like,
hey, do you reckon Rachel needs to release a track then? Do you reckon a black and white track, it doesn't matter. You reckon she should do the remix?
Yeah, I think something like that.
Doesn't matter if you're black or white.
Yeah. a modern version, for instance. But overall, we're saying that, you know, it's not an issue that she actually...
she has coined a new term, transracial, though.
Transracial. Transracial.
I
do think that, you know, if someone feels like that you know, they are a different way, then I think they should kind of be supported. But on the same note, I appreciate that it is the dishonesty in this case.
I think that's what's riled up a lot of people's feathers, is their dishonesty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't think it mattered too much. If she said she was a white woman, I don't think it would have mattered too much. But it's dishonesty. Yeah. It just cuts deep, doesn't it?
Yeah,
cuts deep.
It does, yeah.
Stop lying. Why are you lying to me? You're lying right to my face. I'm standing right in front of you.
Exactly. You're making out like all us blacks lie. And
I'll tell you
fair.
What, you can't do a swear on your mother's life. She can't say that. Which mother?
But also, I know what else is trending. We also have a story.
Oh.
Which is that this week, there was a North Korean soldier, right?
Mm-hmm.
A North Korean soldier has defected to South Korea,
uh-oh,
right? By actually crossing the no man's land, like, which is basically the border between North Korea and South Korea, which is fortified by mines.
Right? Oh, gosh.
Absolutely. And this is the first time it's happened. Usually, there are people who have left North Korea, but they usually run to China, like, you know, to safety. But this guy's actually just walked across a minefield to get away.
I tell you what, if he managed to survive going across a minefield to defect, then he deserves that. That's what I'm saying. Anyone who's risking their life in that way. That's a real defection right there.
Well, he's rolling around like he's playing Minesweeper, isn't he?
Minesweeper!
Oh, right. Isn't that game on the PC? Yeah!
Bugs of Windows!
Just got a sense for these things, innit?
I swear. Oh, there's a number 5 there. Yeah. There must be 5 around me.
But the thing is the fact he's managed to get across as well, like, he's either very lucky...
Did he use tools?
Well, that's what I mean. He's either very lucky or he had a mine detector with him, you know what I mean? And if that is the case, how did he actually, you know, explain that before he set off on his little journey? Like, just going like, all right, guys, yeah, I'm just off for a stroll. Hold up. Wait, you're going for a stroll? Yeah. Yeah, well, why you got a mine detector with you? Oh, this, yeah, just detecting a few mines. Okay, well, what's that? What's that T-shirt you got on? I love South Korea. You're going, aren't you? You're going.
I tell you what, your North Korean accent sounds very East London.
Yeah, it does.
We'll stay in your range.
Showing a lot of range today, thank you.
I'm just getting you back from last week in my Geordie accent.
That's true. You'll find a lot of people impersonating South Koreans on EastEnders and other things like that. Danny Dyer does a great one.
Yeah.
But that is... Like you said, that is someone who's committed to,
that's committed, man. I don't know anyone that's committed to do something like that, man.
No, it's actually quite like that. You would not want to face him in like a Russian roulette style standoff, would you? With mines, you know what I mean? Like, you blind yourselves and have to walk around, like, you know, taking one step alternatively, one step at a time, you know. Do you remember that game Nightmare? On ITV,
yeah. That was a wicked game. Yeah. When they put the helmet on and then their friends had to guide them through like a virtual reality maze.
Exactly. Can you imagine doing that with a North Korean bloke? You know, it's like, take a step forward. Okay, take a step to the left. Take a step to the right. sorry, mate. Sorry about that. Yeah, we got it wrong.
And they will never see him again.
Where's the North Korean guy? Just disco dancing through him, you know. He's done it.
I want to know what must have happened for him to just defect. I mean, something must have went down for him to just say, F it, I'm going.
Well, let's get real. I mean, some of the stuff going on over there is no fun, to be fair. I've heard some things that they're putting humans through a lot.
Word on the grapevine is that it's not very humane.
Yeah, to say the least. This is not your average stroll in the Cotswolds.
Just strolling across with your dog on a Sunday walk.
You're not getting that.
Look at the views.
Exactly. And to be fair, every time you see Kim Jong Un, you've got to be like, I'm the world's
greatest. You better say it to him.
Even if you don't think it. So
you have to say it.
That is a messed up place, and obviously it's driving people to do a runner, quite frankly.
Oh yeah, God. Well, good luck to him in his new life, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably left some family back there as well. They're going.
You can't take him.
Where's your son? Oh, right, he's done a runner.
I mean, like all it takes is one person to step on one, and you all go up.
Well, exactly. But like, I just watching those like the North Koreans on the sniper tower, just watching this guy walk. I mean, you must be thinking, what's he doing?
Oh, he'll come back. They always do. He'll come back.
He's going to hit the middle one. Yeah. I'll put that one right there. That's exactly where he's going.
And then he gets down and we probably should have took him out.
It was on watch, not me. Yeah. Not explaining that to the higher-ups.
So the next thing on our What's Trending on now, we have another... This story is really exciting because just like that little throwback to Nightmare when we were younger, there is another game show which we used to watch when we were younger, which is making somewhat of a return.
Oh, whoa! Oh!
Oh, yeah. And it is The Crystal Maze.
That's a theme tune.
That is.
I tell you what, if you guys watched Crystal Maze when you were younger, then let us know, man, because I thought it was a fantastic show. Do you know what? I want to know what people's favourite shows actually were when they were younger, because I used to have quite a few. I used to like Finders Keepers, Big Boy Show.
Yeah, and the Funhouse.
Yes.
Do you know what? By the magic of radio, we've just gone. That's Crystal Maze, so...
Look at that.
I used to love Funhouse, but I used to really get annoyed by the go-karts.
Yeah, that was stupid.
One go-kart was always quicker than the other, and it was just an absolute farce.
No, it's only because all the turns were left turns. That's why. Who was in the inside lane?
Exactly.
Who's in the inside lane? That's it, you win.
It was pathetic. It really was pathetic.
And I didn't think it through.
No, it's very, very annoying.
You always see the go-kart in red struggling to pick up his tokens. Yeah. Just having a drive with a left hand and trying to get his hand out the window, just like, it's not working.
It would have been much better if they had like a little nitrous button that I could just press and just
little nitro
through. Yeah. But so the Crystal Maze is coming back, and it's coming back as a public attraction, which is amazing.
Whoa, does that mean we can go?
Oh yeah, of course it means we can go. As you turn it up.
You'd be so hyped in there, just trying to grab those gold and silver tokens.
I'll be nuts. I mean, I loved it. Like, the thing about the Crystal Maze, which I love the most, is that when you played those events, so basically someone goes in to do a task and they've got a set amount of time, but as your team, you got to decide if that person was going to overrun, you could lock the door.
Lock them in.
I love it.
The time's done.
Mate, I think I actually would have been like really callous and just started wrapping people in there straight away. Like after 30 seconds, lock the doors. We can't wait. Just lock the doors on them.
The Crystal Maze was the ultimate corporate team bonding day. It was.
It was.
Looks like Cheryl from accounts has been locked in.
I think
that'll teach her to pay us late.
I think I would have got overzealous with locking people in, like I was some captain on a submarine that's been breached. Like lock the doors or we'll all go down.
She's not compromising the final goal. Exactly. Just remember why we're here.
Exactly. I'd do it mainly for the lock-in. But yeah, Crystal Maze,
that's where people's true colours would come out, because you'd see how harsh they'd get. Like, the time would be running down. Like, all they need is an additional five just to get that crystal. It's like, leave him in there. Done. Shut the door. And then they'd be right at the door, just knocking. Just let him through. No.
Yeah.
Who's bolted shut?
Yeah.
Nah.
Banging on the door, just literally like, let me go. No, that's it, you're
and
done.
Then just and then the worst thing is, they go about the rest of the show, and then they'd always like show VT of them, just sit the person still in the room, just sitting there on the door, sitting there looking all bored.
Imprisoned,
like, I've come out for a team bonding day and I've spent 2 minutes on camera and then that's about it.
And the thing is as well, which added to the kind of surreal feel, was obviously the original presenter, Richard O'Brien, who will be part of this new public attraction.
Oh, he's back.
I mean,
what has he been doing for the last 20 years?
I don't know. Well, probably playing his harmonica, quite frankly. I mean, the guy was, do you remember him? He was an absolute nutter, wasn't he?
He was. He did look as if he was like one of those creepy guys you'd see in Soho just wandering around with a big oversized coat.
Yeah. Who you think has just been doing something that he shouldn't.
Definitely.
And probably has some smoke bombs in his pocket, just in case.
I'm away.
It's the roses.
Gone into the night.
He used to do that weird thing as well. Like, they'd be in there doing a task, and then he'd make some completely unrelated comment and just start playing the harmonica.
Oh, yeah.
It was strange for me even as a kid watching that. It really was. I used to think, this guy's so weird. He'd, like, someone's in there going, yeah, you got to go left, you got to pull the strings, and he'd just walk away and just be like, but the night is long. I mean,
that is long.
What the hell is that?
I don't know why he was there, you know. I don't think. I don't know where they found this guy.
He was on day release every week, wasn't he? He was a loose cannon. But
I know this guy, right? And he'd make a great presenter.
I think he went for an audition as one of the Mitchell brothers in EastEnders. Didn't get it. So
as the crackhead son.
Crystal Maze coming back. Will you go?
Oh, I'm definitely down for that. I used to love Crystal Maze as a kid, man. So that's me all over.
As soon as
I heard that, I was like, yes.
Can't wait.
Take my money.
Yeah, definitely.
Here's my wallet.
You can't really win that good of stuff, though. All you win is, like, day trips on the original show, like a little adventure holidays and stuff. It's like, yeah, but this is the highlight on its own, so well done. A little weekend in Haven holidays isn't going to really turn me on right now.
Battling,
do though. One, O'Brien, do one. Oh, not that again. Stop it.
I'm going to change, O'Brien, all right.
Oh, look, the busker in.
Crystal Maze.
I don't know why I'm being so mean to him. He was great.
Yeah, he was quite cool, actually. So, Crystal Maze, we're happy about that?
Yes, very happy. But that's why I know. I don't know what the listeners are thinking, man. What was your favourite shows back then? Was you a fan of Crystal Maze as well? Or was you a fan of, like, Strike It Lucky with Michael Barrymore? You let me know. Let me know.
Yeah, game shows. Yeah,
@JohnnyNINL and @FUBARRadio.
Yeah, because we loved hearing from old listeners last week, didn't we?
Indeed,
did just turn on to toilet humour. We'll take it if we have to, you know, fire it in.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, they tend to. Oh, here we go. We've got one already.
Oh, God.
Hi, guys. The Crystal Maze was awesome.
Yep.
Not with Eddie Temple, Tudor Pole.
Well,
I don't know what that means, to be
was
fair.
Was he not the other presenter that took over from O'Brien?
Right, yeah. I liked it when Richard O'Brien sang songs to his mummy. I used to do that as well. Dex in Palm Green. Okay, I'm not going to lie. Dex, that's a little bit unnerving. I'm just reading it for me. Sang songs to his mummy. I used to do that as well. To his mummy or to yours? I don't know if it matters, mate.
He's singing Summers, mum.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Dear. Hey,
we got a lovely message here, though, about your Rachel will comment. Black up to get a job. Just wet my pants, literally, from Sarah. So there we go.
Excellent. I've got an email here as well.
Oh.
Hey. I used to want to be on the Crystal Maze with some people from my school
and a
teacher. I didn't want to win, though. I just wanted them all locked in the Aztec. Nice. That's Ben in Shenfield.
Oh, actually, saying that, because thank you for that one, Ben. But didn't they have a kids' version at one point?
I swear they did. Yeah, it's
I'm gonna have to Google that in a break.
Well, it gets a bit shaky when you start locking kids in, you know, because they generally start crying, please, let them
out.
Hey,
Nightmare got away with it, man. When them kids used to fall down the hole, you'd never see them again. That was it. The rest of their friends would just walk off into the sunset. It's like, what happened to Timmy, man?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, Timmy didn't turn left from his head left. He turned right. He don't know his left from his right.
It was the cutthroat nature of Nightmare as well, though, wasn't it? It's like they'd be doing it for weeks and you'd track their progress. All of a sudden, yeah. Oh, right, they died. And then next week, there's just another more people.
Yeah, you'd spend like 2-3 weeks on the same kids. And then all of a sudden, they make one silly move. They talk to the old beggar. Because they used to have the old actors in there as well. They used to have actors in there talking to them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Such a creepy show.
Got another one here. Hey, Johnny Lionel, I wanted to be on the Crystal Maze. If it was just to blow on Richard O'Brien's harmonic and play with crystal balls, Oliver.
Is that the same Oliver from last week?
I think it is the same Oliver from last week. And we know the way...
We know how Oliver rolls.
Oliver rolls. Lowering the tone at any point. We love it, though, Oliver. That's great.
Thank you,
stuff.
Oliver, for that one.
Blow on his
Wasn't
harmonic.
Wasn't he not a stander last time?
He was a stander, yeah.
He was a stander. So. That says it all.
one more. Who can name the four zones in the maze?
Oh,
answer,
yeah,
no one can.
No one. There was the Aztec zone. I remember that.
Aztec.
It was Aztec. Oh.
Industrial.
Yes, industrial. That was one.
Matt, the producer, just said medieval.
Medieval. We got three. Yeah. One more. Who knows it?
Futuristic.
Was it?
Yeah, futuristic.
Yeah! Yes!
Between us.
There we go.
There you go, Sally. Keep setting us challenges that we can achieve.
Come on in, Sally.
Feeling good. Right, now after that massive achievement, we should bung a little tune on.
Yeah, stick a little tune.
Because I'm feeling really, really quite great with that. I've just done that straight away.
Ooh.
This one is by Janelle Monáe.
Oh, lovely singer. I like her.
Yeah, she's good, actually.
Yeah, she's got a beautiful voice.
Absolutely, this one is called Tightrope. Yeah, here it comes.
Monáe and left foot.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Another day.
Dabba
D-day. I take your pain away. Some people talk about you like they know all about you. When you get down, they doubt you. And when you dipping on the scene, yeah, they talking about it. Cause they can't tip on the scene. What you talk about it? Talking about it. When you get elevated, they love it or they hate it. You dance up on them haters, keep getting funky on the scene. Why they jumping around you? They trying to take all of your dreams, but you can't allow it. Cause baby, whether you're high or low, or whether you're high or low, you got to tip on the tightrope. Tip on the tightrope. Baby, whether you're high or low, baby, whether you're high or low, you got to tip on the tightrope. Now let me see you do the tightrope. Trying to run around it. This ain't no acrobatics. You either follow or you lead. Yeah, I'm talking about you. I'll keep on blaming the machine. Yeah, I'm talking about it. Talking about it. I can't complain about it. I gotta keep my balance and just keep dancing on it. We getting funky on the scene and you know about it. Like a star on the screen. Watch me tip all on it. Then baby, whether I'm high or low.
So you're falling through the gap. It's a challenge, but I manage, cause I'm cautious with the strap. Do damage to your cabbage that I got that cannot pass. See why you don't want no friction like the back of a matchbook. That if that's will fold you and your MacBook. Close shows shut you down before we go backwards. Act up, and whether we high or low, we gonna get back up like the Dow Jones and NASDAQ. Sort of like a thong and an ass crack. Come on.
I'm tick-blown alligators and little rattlesnakers, but I'm another flavor, something like a Terminator. Ain't no equivocating. I fight for what I believe. Why you talking about it? Just talking about it. Some calling me a sinner, some calling me a winner. I'm calling you to dinner, and you know exactly what I mean. Yeah, I'm talking about you. You can rock or you can leave. Watch me tip without you. No, 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 whether I'm high or low. Tip on the tide.
baby, tip on the tightrope.
Is tip on the tightrope.
Yes, 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 it was. And you're listening to Johnny and Inell live and loud.
Live and loud with Johnny and Inell on FUBAR Radio.
I always put that in to undercut you.
Every single time, just undercut.
You get it. Johnny and Inell live and loud. And then I'm just like, yeah, here's a sting. Thank you very much.
FUBAR Radio.
I have a button for that. Thank you.
Okay. We've got a whole bunch of tweets coming
in. Getting at us right
now,
which is
guys.
Great, to be fair. Yeah, Tom Armstrong has wrote in on Twitter, and he said, I wrote a letter to Channel 4 to bring back the Crystal Maze.
Nice.
And even offered to host it. I even got a reply. that's nice of you, Tom, isn't it? Yeah.
What did they say? No.
Yeah, exactly. Probably not, Tom. Cheers.
I got one from Molly here. Really enjoying listening to Johnny and I now of FUBAR. Some laughter for the last hour of work.
Lovely, oh, jubbly.
Really nice. Excellent.
Queen B has written in, and she's wrote, loved Crystal Maze, was at its best with Richard O'Brien.
Wasn't
the same when he left.
No.
I also saw Nightmare live at Underbelly recently.
Oh.
It was amazing.
Oh, thank you for that one, Queen
that sounds
B.
Sounds wicked, to be fair. It's going live.
We got one from Bill as well. Do you think Richard O'Brien's mum is still locked in the medieval zone?
I like that. I like a bit of innuendo. Yes, probably so, to be fair. Or maybe, yeah, definitely. In the medieval zone. What was the other one? Was there Atlantis as well, I was thinking. Is that right? Was there an Atlantis level?
No, Aztec.
I know it was Aztec. Oh, everyone knows Aztec.
Yeah, Aztec was the main one.
Everyone knows Aztec,
I swear
Aztec,
they always
mate.
Started on the Aztec.
Oh. You know nothing, Johnson.
Okay, that's what I think of you. So, we've got another one here. Hey, John and Inell, they need to bring back Get Your Own Back.
Boy Show.
I love that show.
Just wanted
to see Dave Benson Phillips back on my telly. With
hey,
his
I'm
laugh.
Following him on Twitter.
To be fair, I've gone on record before and said that you are the younger version of Dave Benson Phillips.
He's my long lost dad.
you do actually resemble Dave Benson Phillips as well. I'd even try it if I was you. Just try it.
I'm going to have to tweet him. We're going to have to get him on the show.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be wicked.
I'll tell you what. If enough people tweet him and tell him to come on FUBAR, we'll get him on.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to get Dave Benson in.
I love the way that everything could be righted by gunging someone on that show.
It was all about the guns, you know. What happened to guns? That was such a 90s thing.
I know, it should be.
It wasn't a game show unless there was guns.
But in general, it's easier than getting wet, I think, to be fair. Like,
yeah.
If that gunge permanently stained,
yeah.
That would be a little bit more of a bit of jeopardy there. Do you know what I mean? People walking around with green hair and stuff like that for the rest of their life. That would be some risk. So Dave Benson Phillips and Inell is the younger version of Dave Benson Phillips.
I am indeed. But thank you guys for sending in all your messages. Keep them coming in at Johnny and Inell if you're on Twitter.
I've got one more, mate.
Sorry.
Hiya.
Yes.
Hiya. I loved a bit of Teabag and T-shirt when I was younger.
Ooh.
I think if they remade it, you should play them both. You can sort out which one.
I do hope that's a game show.
Yeah, well, exactly. You can sort out which one of you wants to play which role. Oh. Living Cockfosters. Well, I ain't being Teabag.
I tell you what, that's not a game show for me.
You can be Teabag again,
I know. I don't know. Again?
Oh dear. A lovely bit of innuendo on a Thursday afternoon.
Ooh, go on.
Oh, go on.
Who said that one is?
That was Living Cockfosters. I don't even know what Teabag and T-shirt is, actually.
I know, I'm going to have to Google that one. I don't know that one, but thank you. Keep those game shows coming in. You guys are getting us reminiscing up in here.
Yeah, we're loving it. Right, we actually have to fly on, because this is our wonderful little section, which people tend to enjoy quite a lot. Anyway, this is our Lend an Ear section, where we deal with listeners' problems, which they send in. Mm-hmm. I know, what's the first one we got here?
Oh, we got a long one. Here we go. Strap in, people. Here we go. How do you deal with a colleague of the same sex who gets extremely jealous if you don't pay her attention during the day, when she knows you're extremely busy? She gets angry if you make plans with other friends and texts and emails all day, every day, like some crazy person. I've told her before, it's way too much when I'm very busy at work. And she then got signed off work for a week because she was stressed because of the situation with me. She got so annoyed because I'm on holiday with someone else, she hugged me when I left on Friday and said, "What will I do without you? Have a great fucking time." And pinched me hard on the arm. What the hell should I do? Ooh.
Oh, wow.
That's a stalker right there.
Well, the first thing I'd say as advice is get yourself a taser.
Learn some martial arts.
Yeah, something's going to put people
self-defense
down.
Tai chi.
You know, you want to be able to disarm her, in a way that's not going to get you a murder charge. But, yeah, at some point you might have to incapacitate her, because this is a bit of a wild one, isn't it?
It is. It's hard, because do you know what it is? It's because she works with her, so you get to see her every day. That's the pain.
But this is proper stalkery, isn't it?
I mean,
I love the fact. I told her too much. I told her before it got too much, and that I was busy at work, and she got signed off from work. Literally devastated.
Gosh.
Literally, look. Can you just give me a break when I'm quite busy? I've got to go home.
Oh gosh.
That's what I mean. All of a sudden, you just hear like. The ambulance it's gone back with stress.
Yeah. We gotta be careful on this one, because you don't want to do anything too drastic, otherwise you never know what she might do.
Well, exactly.
I mean, if she's pinching and punching your arm already, I mean, and you're just going on holiday.
May I say as well, I love the fact that what is the pinch about anyway? But
have a good time.
I love the fact she's had to say that it was a hard pinch as well.
If
it was a soft pinch, that would be okay. Really hard on my arm.
It wasn't even playful.
Exactly. It was a soft pinch going, "What will I do without you? Have a great time." Like, what? I'm sorry. There'd be hands in faces from me, definitely.
This is a tough one. I think this might be our hardest problem yet, Johnny. Because of whatever we advise her to kind of do, it has to be kind of delicate. Because at the same time, because this woman sounds quite fragile, the stalker. And so, and any kind of small thing is letting her off.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, obviously she seems a little bit, in a sensitive situation, this woman, but to be fair, you've just got to make sure that you keep yourself safe.
That's
especially if you've got any pets as well. Keep all your windows closed, because there'll be puppies flying out the window.
Oh, yeah, make sure she don't know where you live.
We've seen single white female,
No sleepovers.
Absolutely, don't ever sleep around her.
Nope.
The last thing you might hear is she cuts your throat is, "If we can't be together in life, we'll be together in death." don't let yourself get into that, yeah.
I'm pretty certain I've seen a film like this. I'm just trying to. It's racking my brain though. I'm trying to think of what the film there is. That's just like this. But
single white females like it, isn't it? Where she tried to kind of become that person almost, like so.
But that's. I think that's the thing. I think what it is obviously you're a nice person, and that's probably what's kind of attached her to you, because you're a nice person. Whereas it seems like everybody else in the office doesn't give a kind of. crap about
but
it.
But we're only hearing one side. Maybe this person who's written in is actually a bit of a tease.
Oh!
Buying friends forever.
Flirty.
Buying friends forever paraphernalia, leaving it on her desk and then going, oh, just chill out, give me my space.
Yeah, I bet she pinched her back.
Exactly. You tease. If you're teasing, stop it now.
Stop it. Dirty weekend, is that what you call a holiday?
Exactly, yeah. I'm going on holiday without you. I would say, but overall, yeah, this is a tetchy. Like, we have to be careful. Like, in general, you have got to try and make it as clear as possible that you feel a bit unnerved that about how close things are getting. Mm. In a nice way, obviously, she seems like she's reacting in a volatile way. But just say, I've always been at my best by having a large array of friends, and I need to keep it like that. Without getting anyone too close. Do you know what I mean?
I think Johnny's correct there. I think you need to sit her down and talk to her properly on a level as friends, because the one thing you don't want to do is kind of dismiss her straight right off, and then because otherwise some craziness could go down.
Mm.
You need to talk to her as an adult to adult. This is the situation. And then you just need to be cool with it and see how it goes from there. Take it one step at a time.
That would be the most sensible advice. Another bit of advice you could do is get yourself a boyfriend. You don't even have to care about him. Get yourself a boyfriend.
Any guy.
Use him as a stooge and just go, look, my new fella who I love passionately.
Yeah.
You can't even look at him. But I love him passionately. He hates you, so I've got to do what's right for him.
Hey. He's possessive like that.
So pick the best route for you out of those ones.
Look at that. Two options.
Indeed.
I tell you what, though, this one is quite a sensitive one. Please write back to us and let us know some developments on this one.
Yeah, just let us know you're alive. That's what we want. Hope of life, please.
Just call in, let us know you're alright. Yeah,
just over the
coming in every now and then.
Coming months.
Yeah.
We didn't put your name out, so she doesn't know it's you.
Yeah. Well, you better not put the name out. Come for us soon.
She's listening in. She's got a pair of scissors in her hand.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she's going to get signed off from work again, isn't she?
Signed up for a long time.
Yeah, with a manslaughter charge. So, the next problem I now. Now, I so, this one is.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's more of a question.
Mm-hmm.
Right. For the... dear. I've just remembered which one this is. It's more of a question for the new mums than new boys.
Okay.
And obviously, we're going to open this up to Twitter and whatever people write in, because I don't know
This is a question for everyone, so everyone's going to let us know.
This is outrageous. More of a question for the new mums than new boys.
Yeah.
But when you're a new mum and you're sitting in bed late at night, hungry and too exhausted to move...
Yeah.
Is it okay for you to have a cheeky midnight snack on your boob milk? That's absolutely outrageous.
I know the words, but cheeky.
if it's only a cheeky one, it's all right, yeah.
Hey, this one, she put her name as well. This one's from Anika. So,
wow, you put her name on blast.
Put her name
well.
On blast. I might
wow.
put the surname out there as well.
Well, dear, oh dear. Well, I mean, genuinely, this woman's genuinely sitting there thinking in bed, I mean, I'm hungry, I'm walking around with a couple of milkshakes on my chest right now, so why should I deprive myself?
Why do I have to get up and go to the kitchen?
Exactly.
I don't know. This is obviously a question for the females, so let us know. Oh, actually, shall we ask producer Nat?
Would you ever do that? Nat? Oh, she's not listening. I don't think she wants to listen.
She turned us down, isn't she?
The thing is one of the bad things you could get into is if she starts, this woman starts getting a bit too greedy.
Yeah.
When the baby actually does come to feast, it's like, hold up,
there's nothing left.
Hey, you've done it all, for God's sake.
Oh, gosh.
Where's mine? Baby just going...
Back onto the powdered stuff again.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, I'm on the SMAs, because you can't control yourself at night. Go and get some Horlicks.
The SMAs.
Get up, will ya?
I swear they're the only ones that make powdered milk.
Yeah, exactly.
They got the monopoly in the baby milk kind of sector, man.
I mean, that is. Would you ever drink breast milk? Oh
no, I stick to my semi skimmed from the cows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean,
stick to what you know. I mean, there's some things you just don't want to experiment on.
I think Ross in Friends tried it, didn't he, at one point?
Oh,
there was
did,
something
yeah.
about that. I don't know if I could ever try it. It would be pretty weird.
Well, there we go. There's a question for the guys. Would you try the breast milk? And for the ladies, would you try your own?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So,
there is obviously the you know, question of how they actually get into it as well, but whatever.
I guess some people good to reach.
Do you know, there is one story on that which I love, because this happened to my mate, and they had a new baby. And basically, my mate used to like hold his baby in his arms kind of thing, and when he had his top off, the baby would start like latching onto him, like, you know, latching onto his nipple or whatever.
Oh, gosh.
And then obviously start crying because there's nothing there. And I love the fact that dads always get a bad rap, just like the baby's like, there's nothing even in here.
I don't know why we keep you around.
Why have you shut me there? Now I've got some nipple hair in my mouth as well.
Why is he the asshole?
I've got nothing out of it but this nipple hair on my tongue.
He brings nothing to the table.
You're a disgrace, mate. Put me back. I'll tell you what, if we get divorced, I'm going with her.
that's a fantastic question, though, Anika. So hopefully we'll get some more answers from the listeners out there.
Yeah, so we don't even need to necessarily give our answers. I would say, yeah, it's not okay. But we'll see what our listeners say on that one. What's the third problem right now?
The third problem. Okay, here we go. Just riches which one it is as well.
Yeah. Got some good ones this week.
Last week I was shat on twice by birds.
And to be clear at this point, these are actual birds and not some misogynistic man talking about women. There's a couple of birds out and about and they're pooing on
me. I'll tell you what, once it gets past 1 a.m, they just stay get all freaky.
Those birds are cracking on me.
I live near an underpass which I have to go underneath each morning to get to the train station platform. I've gone underneath it hundreds of times unscathed, but last Monday I was pooped on and then again on Thursday. My work colleagues laughed and said that I was lucky, but it feels like I have been cursed. How do I lift this curse so that I can get to work doo-doo free?
Easy. Air rifle.
Just shooting them out of the skin. Just shooting them. Well, just walking into the underpass. Just like, pow.
Oh, right. Now my problem's gone. Yes, I have to speak to the RSPCA, but at the end of the day, they shouldn't be pooing on me.
And I still made the 9:16 in the train in the morning.
Exactly. I don't care if I've got an animal cruelty charge. I'm looking good when I turn up at work. Yeah.
That's the thing. I've never understood why people say it's lucky to get pooped on by a bird. What's lucky about that?
Yeah.
I've never understood that.
No, I don't really get that.
It's just it's ruined your clothes or your hair.
Yeah, it isn't lucky.
And it messes up your day.
It's the same
especially if it happens in the morning.
When you tread treading poo as well. You're lucky. It's not lucky. It's what not are you talking about? Poo is never lucky. Yeah. At any point of the day, poo stopped being lucky a long time ago. You know?
I want to meet the person who came up with that phrase.
I know. I'm going to be sitting on the toilet just being like, I'm being lucky right now.
Yeah, I was just well lucky. Got diarrhea.
Especially.
I knew it would get back to toilet.
No, no.
Every week.
Do you know that person who has to walk under that tunnel? I tell you what. You know, obviously it's a bit of a maze to try and get through with all those birds pooing, but I bet that North Korean soldier would be able to get through it unscathed.
Oh, I tell you what, he'd be slipping and sliding.
He'd come through without... I bet the bird poo would fall right off him.
Like water off a duck's back.
He'd be dancing around the stuff. He just knows. Not even Minesweeper, bird poo sweeper. He just knows.
That's his new job, yeah.
It's like Neo from The Matrix.
He's left North Korea to come to London.
Dodge bird poo. I don't know.
Do you reckon he's cursed? I mean, twice in a week. That's wow. Either the birds in his area have been eating something or I don't know.
Well, I genuinely do get... I'm getting fed up with pigeons. I'm not even joking. I'll say that now. I'm getting fed up with them.
Why? Like, what are they done to you?
They're so cocky now. Like... I don't know if people at home must get this as well. They don't even get out of your way anymore. Like, look at the size of you, mate. I will stamp on you if you don't start moving it. I'm serious.
You didn't write in, did you? This is not your email, is it? Because there's no name on this one.
I swear.
This was you, innit? You got shouted twice.
No comment. No. They want to not pull on me. I tell you, I would slap a pigeon out the air.
Slap a pigeon. Just like,
bitch. Yeah. Shouldn't have done it. But, no, I mean, they're just getting too bold these days. They really are.
They are, man. They are.
So, overall, only advice we could say is that won't land us in trouble, like air rifles, is try to avoid that path to route, maybe, or just look upwards. Try and dodge it as you go.
We've already got a picture sent in to us. in response to the can you have breast milk?
Oh,
and
really?
Apparently, Ben and Jerry's already have a double D dipple nipple.
Oh, dear. From breast milk.
Great picture. I might have to retweet that so people can see.
No. Dear. We've also been contacted as well. Someone saying, bring back bread, which I think is a TV program. I don't even know what that is, actually.
There's so many shows I need to Google.
It's bring back bread.
What channel was that on?
She's a Tart. Lilo Lil. Sam in somewhere. I don't know.
I think this is a different channel that they've been watching news programs.
I have no idea what that means. That could have been.
I'm starting
Chinese.
To think these are one of the later channels that only come on at certain hours.
Exactly. I'm trying to be smart here. I'm guessing Bread is a TV show. Mm. She's a Tart. Lilo Lil. Maybe a catchphrase. Lilo Lil character and Sam in somewhere. So vague that she doesn't even want to give her exact location.
Oh no! Wait. Yeah, I've googled Bread. It's, here we go, got it here. It started in 1986. Okay. And it was, it's a sitcom. Okay.
Do you know what? Yeah. Sorry, I know. We haven't done this before, right? But someone has actually wrote in with a problem off on the hook. Right.
Well, it's just literally just happened to them just now.
Yeah, we've got a problem here.
This is like emergency services.
Should we fire into this?
Yeah, go on.
Hi, Johnny and I, Neil. How do I get a boyfriend? I don't think I'm fussy. Anyone will do.
Anyone, you know.
I do like hair, though. Johnny. I mean, it's just sounding like
soul.
Things come together sometimes.
There we
go. And a job. Well, oh. I do radio. I do radio a bit, but we can work on that. Working on it, definitely. Maybe some Converse shoes as well.
Oh.
Excellent. I've got some of them. And I'm not mad on a toilet that isn't in the bathroom. And I'm not mad on a toilet.
Toilet that's not in the bath?
I don't even know. Please help. Rachel
separate toilet, I guess.
I don't understand that last bit, but Rachel, you've got my interest.
There we go. And you've got a Twitter as well.
Exactly.
So there you go.
Yeah, so, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not promising anything, Rachel, but I am promising. I'm promising that.
That's
okay.
Nice. Do you know what? We might have to do like a little hookup thing, and then you give us your blind date feedback next week.
I should actually stop saying this, to be fair, because we've established from some of the problems, some people take things and go well over the top.
Oh, yeah, just like that. It's not that same woman, is it?
I know, it's probably her. She's like, the girl in work's not being my friend anymore, so I need a boyfriend now.
I'm just pinching you. I'm being playful.
Why do you keep leaving me to go and do this radio show? Rachel, in general, how do I get a boyfriend? I don't know. Dating websites. Fire. We'll go with dating websites, shall we?
Yeah. Why not? Because it's modern days. Everyone's on a dating website these days.
Yeah, stigmas have been lost around that these days, isn't it?
You know. 10 years ago, people were, like, shutting it, but now
I was getting
it's like...
ripped when if, I you're
not,
one on
if you're not on it now, everyone's like, ooh.
Exactly.
How do you pick up people?
You don't trust your appearance. But, no, firing with that. In general, it's always quite good to get a boyfriend via mutual friends or work. That has always been a thing.
There we
go.
Or hobbies.
Yeah, which is good, because that way, if you meet someone through work, it guarantees to have a job as well.
Oh, there we go.
And you can check whether they've got hair.
Oh.
Right, we've got to get round to our next song, I know. But
we do.
I
do like the emergency services line that we have. Just for people who just got a problem straight away and it gets solved right away.
A&E.
Johnny and I know is lending it.
Quick start. Right, I've got one here about a pigeon.
Yep.
Hey, would you like Pigeon Street to come back? Hugh in Peckham.
Pigeon Street. I'm going to have to Google that one as well.
I don't know what these shows are.
We're out of touch. Yeah. We're out of touch, man.
Pigeon Street. Pigeon the answer Street. To that issue is no, I wouldn't like Pigeon Street to come back because I don't know what it is. You check it out, I know. Tell me if I want it to come back.
All right.
Booby Milk.
Is that the title of the
it's title of the email. I accidentally put my wife's breast milk on my cornflakes.
Oh, how'd you accidentally do that, bro?
He knew.
Where does she keep her breasts?
We was out of yeah, exactly. She was just standing there and I mean I was just squeezing stuff out accidentally.
It was just right next to the milk and eggs.
We was out of milk and I couldn't be bothered to go to Tesco. Well, that's hardly accidentally,
that's
is accident. It?
You did that on purpose, mate.
Exactly.
You were too lazy to get off your butt.
Yeah. Jerry, when you make a choice, because there's no milk there, that's not an accident. Okay, so I've had another one here. Yep. Hi, Johnny. Yes, please. Is your toilet in your bathroom? Is a deal breaker if it isn't. Rachel. Is your hair negotiable?
Oh, gosh.
Rachel, start direct messaging me on Twitter, please, and we'll start getting something moving.
What does it mean about toilet in the bathroom? Does she want a separate one, bit. Or she want one that's in there so she can watch you while you're in the bath?
I don't get that bit. She's unnerving.
I think
she
wants to watch you in the bath.
Yeah, I'm going to play a song so we can...
let's do that.
So we can.
Pigeon Street was a cartoon, by the way. I do remember it now.
Oh, wicked. Right, this one is a great tune coming up. I love this tune because we managed to get it. It's by Rudimental. It's called Baby. But ooh. it's not the one that they released. This is actually...
Is this the Live Lounge version?
It was a Live Lounge version. And it is an
absolute... I think that's actually better than the proper version.
There's no question. I can't believe they didn't release this version because this was brilliant. We watched it at the Warehouse Project, didn't we?
Yeah, Manchester, yeah.
This is absolutely brilliant. Great vocals from Sinead Harnett and MNEK. Enjoy, people.
Dancing around, I'm sick of playing silly games. Tell me, am I the type you go for? Am I just wasting my time? Should I carry on or should I say no more? All of the things running through my mind. Oh, tell me, tell me, baby. Oh, tell me, baby. Oh, oh, tell me, baby. Tell me, baby. Oh, tell me.
baby. Oh, baby.
Yeah, so that was baby. I know.
Baby.
I'm not even fading things out. I'm just pulling it out.
Pull it.
Whack.
It's like, all right, this is Johnny and I now live and loud. Pull it.
But to be fair, I genuinely loved that. That was wicked.
No, that is it. That is it. I think that is the definitive version.
Yeah, that's the best one, definitely. So we have to shoot on because we've got so much still to cram in.
So much to cram in.
Now, this section, Ionel Tomlinson, is the Blast from the Past section.
Yeah.
We take a buzzword each week. Please do, guys, as well. Buzz in, you know, tweet in or whatever. Just let us know what buzzwords you want us to work off, and then we'll get some stories going around
it. Hashtag buzzword, that's all it is.
This week, I think, because it's sunny, the buzzword is actually festivals.
No.
Now, I know. When I think of festivals, I think of this. I remember last year we had to do a kids' festival. Obviously, we got booked, I guess, because we had our show on TV. And it was hilarious being a kind of kids' act that we're getting booked to do it. And we're getting booked with all, like, the thing is, we didn't know the demographic, but... Yeah. Basically, the festival was aimed at a much lower audience than the people who watch us. Like, there's little kids that I like sweeties.
They just about managed to get some sentences out.
Exactly. Like, yeah, I like green and blue. And then there's us rolling in there, and they're like, who are these men?
Wagwan.
Yeah, exactly. Easy, kid. How you doing, mate? Do you want an autograph? No. Yeah? Well, I wouldn't give you one anyway now. Yes. You're rude.
Hey?
I still get paid anyway.
Keep this for someone who deserves it.
Exactly. You got a cheek on your eye. You lose that attitude before you get older.
Hey, you missed your opportunity. You could add a picture of Johnny and I now.
Yeah, tell all your friends.
Please.
Yeah, anything. But I remember that what they did have is the Rastamouse people who dressed up in costumes who were there. And the Rastamouse people would get up, and basically it was a group of girls. A group of girls would be in the costumes, and they used to have to do, like, the Rastamouse dances and stuff like that, which was absolutely hilarious as well, because they would get really hot costumes on a really hot day. Mm. And they'd get in there, and then once they took the heads off, basically, and you got to actually see what their faces looked like as they were doing these little bouncy dances. Like, the dances look like, hey, you guys! And they're bouncing their arms around. Inside, their faces are like, oh, for God's sake. Literally, just going through the routines. They've got kids coming up to them, like, pulling on their towels, and they're like, I just want to slap them. And it was just awesome to say it. But we were there, weren't we?
We were
at the festival, and we also were booked with, like people like Mr. Maker and people like that, who were much more for the demographic there. And it was so funny, like, Mr. Maker was getting like 1,000 people like, Mr. Maker, Mr. Maker!
It was like seeing a rock star for mums.
He literally had to get like a trailer and everything, you know. And then we were rolling up and they're going, next up, Johnny Lydell! And then there's like 10 teenagers standing around. Come on then, what you got for us, guys?
It's going to start raining soon, eh? Any chance of some comedy?
Yeah. Any danger, guys? They're working for you. Working for it, eh? Yeah, rained off again, has it? So that was my festival story at Kids Fest. So we've got to kind of keep it quite short. Now, obviously, in this section, not only do we tell stories, but it's songs that remind us of the stories. Now, not just that Kids Fest festival, it also festivals in general. The song that reminds me of them is actually this song. It's by Temper Trap, and it's Sweet Disposition.
Ooh,
always reminds me of, like, festivals. I did see them in Benicassim, and it was brilliant. So here it comes.
Little plug.
Sweet.
stop to surrender.
Yeah! You're listening to Johnny Nynell live at Load!
Johnny and Nynell on Fubar Radio.
I'm not going to stop doing that to you, man.
Yeah, you just do it every time I speak, isn't it?
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
That's what I'm going to play every time you speak.
You know nothing.
Every time you make a real profound point. Like, I honestly believe that.
You know nothing.
You're going to just redo that. So it's like, you know nothing, I know.
Actually, you could, yeah. Cause
you know nothing.
I know.
I think you'd have to get a northern lady to do it, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Or if I could, because we know that your name isn't that. On, in terms of sound cues, it's actually. So it, I could do it like this.
You know nothing.
Just remixing, yeah.
I'm just doing whatever.
No, you do what you want. You do what you want. I've ordered my little sound desk. It's coming soon.
Oh, listen to this. I'm getting big shout outs from Paul for my song choice there. What a tune for Temper Trap.
Paul, nice one, Paul.
Nice and pleased you enjoyed it. Paul, right, I know.
Yeah.
Festivals, that's your buzzword.
Festivals is the buzzword. It reminds me of, I did Reading Festival in 2010. And I remember driving down there with Diamond, my big brother. He's a DJ. And we went down there and it was great. The atmosphere was electric. And we go into the backstage area. And we see it, and there were so many things that impressed me because I was still quite young in my comedy days, and I was like, oh, I'm seeing all these stars that I saw on TV. I seen Dizzy Rascal walking about. I see like Rufus Hound when he comes out of his trailer, and I'm like, oh yeah, how you doing? And then I remember walking into my trailer. I got my own trailer. But the thing that pleased me the most when I walked in, not the fact that there was alcohol on the table or sweets and crisps and stuff. The fact is, there was a Wi-Fi password on the wall. Mm. Wi-Fi in the field. I was like, yes! I got Wi-Fi in the field!
Yeah, but that ain't going to get you drunk, is it?
Well, I've still got the alcohol, but you know. The most impressive thing for me was Wi-Fi in the field.
Mine would definitely be the booze out of that. Yeah.
All right, well that's how we fix the difference. But I did, next to my trailer was Dan Skinner. He does he's Angelos Epithemu, the character he does from Shooting Stars. And at that point, Shooting Stars was kind of at its height, and his character was electric, and it kind of spawned his own kind of fan base. And so he was going to go on before me. But before he did that, me and my brother saw him just like with a big bin liner, just putting all the alcohol into the bin liner. I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, well, they refill the trailers every time an artist leaves and another artist takes the trailer. So, like, you might as well take the alcohol out of the tent. So he was literally getting bin liners, just shoving the alcohol all in there. And he goes, yeah, I'm just going to go to my car. Good luck with your shit. I'll be back.
Do you know what? I've got a backing for that. I have got a backing. Every time we keep staying in loads of hotels when we're filming and stuff, and I always have to take the tea bags. I'll take the tea bags, the coffee. I'll take anything they're not going to charge me for because I'm like, hey, this is within the room cost. Thank you very much.
But right after we finished performing, it was great. It was like, yeah, we're going to go see some other artists. Cypress Hill was playing some stuff, and it was like, oh, before, make sure you pack up everything once you leave straight away after the headline. I was like, well, why is that? It's like, well, It's tradition in Reading Festival that we set fire to everything on the last day. And it's like, you what? Set fire to everything. Everyone sets fire to everything.
There'll be a bomb going off at some point, yeah.
So the track that is reminding me of festivals is Prodigy Firestarter, which me and Diamond was just had in our heads, and we pegged it out of there right after we finished. We just left straight away.
So the song that reminds you of the buzzword this week, festivals, mm-hmm. is Roger D. Firestar because of Reading. Okay, let's give it a listen.
excited. I'm a fire starter, twisted fire starter. You're a fire starter, twisted fire starter.
Yes, 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 it's Johnny and Arnell live and long!
Johnny and Arnell on Fubar Radio.
I can't believe that.
Oh, dear.
Just finger over the button every time I speak. Just
welcome to Live and Loud with Johnny and Arnell. I love it. I love it too much.
That's your way of like humbling me or something.
It's just me having fun, basically.
Okay.
So I know. Really exciting, isn't it? Really exciting.
It's exciting times
because it is at the moment where we get our wonderful, wonderfully talented, particularly gifted, sensational guest on of the week.
And who have we got today?
We have the enigma.
Oh,
that is. Eric Lampert!
Yes!
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Eric's in the building.
How you doing?
Yeah,
doing well, man.
Superb. We're really happy to have you.
If you had to play a little song to introduce me,
yeah.
What would it be?
Oh.
The world's greatest. The world's greatest.
So, yeah, you didn't think I was there.
No, you're so good.
Fingers poised.
Professional.
I've used that on other people, I'm not going to lie.
It's nice, it's still good.
Sorry, mate.
That's unique for you.
Yeah. That was your one. Could use that one as well.
I prefer that one.
You prefer that one?
You got that vibe, yeah?
Yeah, we got
the
vibe, look.
So, there we go. We are joined by the sensational Eric Lampert.
Oh,
there you go.
Nice.
That worked, actually. That did work, didn't it?
It did.
So, Eric Lampert, you are a sensational comedian and actor.
Trying to be. Yeah, that's the aim.
You know, leave something for some of us, the rest of us to do, won't you?
Swallowing up everything, aren't you?
Exactly.
You'll get there, guys. Just trust yourself.
Nice! Oh, yeah, I see you're playing a patronising character at the moment. Doing it well.
Good
stuff.
Staying in character.
No, absolutely. It seems you could do everything. You probably put my mum's shelves up as well, can't you? Because she needs
badly. Them. My wife is the person to ask. She's like the man of the relationship, and I'm stereotypically that is.
Right.
So I put some shelves up, and she's not happy that they're not like 100%. Like things are staying on the shelf, mate.
Mm.
But she's not like if let's say put a ball on there, it might sort of go one direction.
Right. Just put a stopper at the end of the shelf. There you go.
Well, that's what I did.
Shelf stopper.
Oh, we found the solution already, isn't it?
There we go. You finished that shelf.
Excellent. So, do you do the stereotypical female roles around the house?
No. We're a good team together. It's quite nice. We share the male and female roles.
Yeah,
but, you know, she's into sports, while I'm, you know, more into... tidying up, for example, which is terrible. But like, if we were in the 1950s, that would be what are you doing? This is a man's house and stuff. His husband isn't that what master of the house?
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Oh,
and
right.
Wife means just woman.
See that? You learn things when Eric Lampere comes on.
But
I didn't know that.
But now we're a team. We share the role of
absolutely.
Things.
But you do most of the cooking, though,
yeah.
Right?
She goes out playing
you better have
and
my
you
dinner
clean
ready.
Up after her. So that's a great little team, isn't it?
Well, I only clean up just because I'm anal. I'm super anal. I'm the annoying one that puts things
is
up alphabetically.
Have you got that OCD?
OCD?
No,
it's, not really, but yes. And I'm that.
Well,
no, we're a good team. Yeah.
There you go.
Great.
So enjoying married life in general.
Love it.
That's nice.
Every
that's
time nice. When you wake up, do you hear? Did you hear that?
I wish.
No, yeah.
Unfortunately, we're very comfortable with each other's butt gases.
Really?
And so we just wake up in a nice...
Oh, I saw
it like a vibrating alarm.
It is unfortunate, but it's true. But that's love.
Do you do that thing where you pin it under the like quilt? Like, do you remember in school?
That's dangerous. That's dangerous doing that.
Do you remember in school where you used to play parachute? and you do parachute and all run under it, and you're all sitting there like doing the mushroom.
Was you the one that farted? Was it?
Someone's in there just going. You wait, guys. It'll get round.
It's horrible. I went in 2006. I had my appendix removed,
mm-hmm.
but accidentally they cut the intestine. Right, so I was in hospital for like 3 months, and I was sort of digesting myself. Right, it was really bad, and I couldn't release anything. Like my bowels didn't work. So for like 2 months, I was in hospital, and my bowels just didn't work.
Oh god!
And I was like, when can I leave? I couldn't eat either. So for 2 months, I wasn't allowed to eat. I was on drips.
Oh.
And the doctors were like, you can leave as soon as you can pass wind. And that first time, that gas was inside me for 2 months.
Oh!
And
wow.
When it came out,
wow!
Not only did I, it was horrible,
yeah.
But I had to keep it under the cover to prove it. Generally, I had to shout for a nurse. And I was like,
nurse!
And I Dutch ovened her.
I love the fact that you called her in just for you.
Yeah.
Quick!
Yeah, that's the opposite of a fart rule.
You had a point to prove, and so did your fart. It had a point to prove. Yeah, lethal. Absolutely killer. Did it come out like this?
No, it was silent.
Oh, right.
Silent but violent.
Much worse. I like a bit of a ripple. Let me know what's happened. So, Eric, you are our wonderful guest of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we do here... I don't know if anyone's told you about this, but we ask the tough, big life questions,
oh
okay? This isn't a joke, okay?
No.
This isn't just somewhere you roll in and go, hey, should we just have fun? No.
No.
This is serious stuff.
This is.
So I'm going to start, Eric, and I'm sorry, but we're not going to take no comment, or you can't plead the fifth here,
okay?
It's big stuff.
Okay.
Eric Lampere.
I don't know what it is.
Your face, Eric, you look shook, man. The door's shut.
Eric Lampere, what animal would you least like to die at the hands of?
Oh, giraffe, I think.
Right, please explain.
Because they fight with their long necks.
They do.
Right. And just the swing of that.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere, because you wouldn't see them. Like, because their long necks are so far. That, you know, a big swing of that. Oh, the blue bottle, jellyfish. That
right.
Hurts.
Ooh. I did see the documentary on the I think the David Attenborough one where he shows the giraffes having a little brawl.
Yeah, it's insane.
That was violent.
Do I have to choose one?
We're aiming for one. Yeah, we are. Aiming
Ebola
for one.
Is Ebola an animal?
It's
a virus.
I don't think it's an animal.
No.
No.
And this is
Ebola.
I'd love to see that episode.
Fantastic in its wonderful habitat. Looks so peaceful.
I don't think Ebola's an animal, although it would be up there otherwise. But what about like the big showstoppers like great white shark, lions?
I'm not scared of a shark. I've been swimming with Caribbean reefs, and one actually went to bite my face.
Oh,
yeah. Ooh. I was in the Bahamas, and I swam with eight sharks swimming around me, and the bubbles from my scuba were going in my hair, and I had long hair at the time, so it looked like algae, like brown algae, and the shark went for it. Yeah, wow. It was insane.
Was he disappointed when he tasted it?
Yeah, he was like, ugh.
This ain't no algae.
No, but you know, sharks, generally, what they'll do is they'll bite you first to see if they've tried that kind of flavour before.
Oh, is it?
Generally, they won't. That's why a lot of times they'll let you go.
Yeah.
And if you die, it's because they've just tried a bite too
much.
Yeah,
like great whites will take a leg off and just be like, oh, not for me.
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
Well, look at me, I'm dying here! Come back and finish the job, won't you?
As well, Picky Man. My mum would beat me if I did that, if I sampled some food and then just like, I don't want it. Eat it all, man. Don't just have a little bite.
Exactly. The fact that you're leaving things dying, fatally, mortally wounded as well.
Finish it off.
I just wanted to try it. I've never tried one of you before. You know what I mean? Like, you're on a surfboard. You look like a seal. Sorry, my bad.
But the problem with that is that if they bite it, and let's say they get a taste of it, but by the time you're out of the water, you know, you're in your boat and stuff, now they've got a taste for it. Mm. So that's when, like, some great white sharks might actually go for you, because they remembered that little bite they had.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, that was tasty.
Yeah. Actually, I was a little bit too quick to say no to that.
Yeah, actually quite like it.
What do you reckon, I know? Any animals that you'd particularly be scared to go down at the hands of?
Oh. I wouldn't want to get taken down by a koala. Because they're too cute and cuddly. You don't want to be known as that guy died by the hands of a koala, though.
I'll tell you why you don't want to be at the hands of a koala.
Why is that?
Because koala is the only animal that has human fingerprints, right?
Yeah.
And so, on a crime scene, we wouldn't know if it's a koala or a human being.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Don't even know what to look for.
And a koala, I mean, it has got sharp claws, but it'd be pretty hard for it to kill you anyway. I mean, it'd probably need a knife or something, you know what I mean? These koalas just giving you a couple of kidney shots and then running off.
Do you know what I mean? What did this decedent look like?
He was grey.
Yeah. He was like, what? He had his child in a bum bag on his front. Do you know what mine is, guys?
What's on?
Well, I have two. So
you're allowed two?
I'll put them out there. You pick the worst one.
Right.
One, Komodo dragon. Because it has a poison, but it's not even a poison. It's bacteria that is so germy that it actually like infects your bloodstream and you end up like having massive heart attacks.
Isn't that poison?
No, it's not like a venom or whatever. It's not like what snakes would have. It's just literally its mouth's so dirty. And the other one is you've got a dirty mouth.
Dirty mouth, Komodo. Dirty dragon.
If you brushed your teeth, I'd let you in the house. The other one is African wild dogs. Because they don't even try and kill you. They'll just start taking you down, just start eating you as you go. And you're like, please stop. And they're just like, no, I've got him open, everything.
I've already got an answer for that, mate. The dragon. Yeah. Right? If you're going to die from something, how did Johnny die? Oh, he died at the hands of a dragon. Bloody hell.
Correction, Komodo dragon.
How did he die? At the hands of some wild dogs.
Yeah.
Like, African ones. Whoa, you don't have to go there, dude.
Yeah, but you might
What is it mad at Africa?
You might be true there, saying, oh, you know, I died at the hands of a dragon. But bear in mind, it's not, did he breathe fire and burn him alive? No, he's got really bad breath and bacteria in his mouth, and he rotted away. Oh, right.
Don't go into the specifics.
I know.
Right. Big question time.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
So much pressure.
Eric.
Yeah?
If you were stranded on a desert island, what tool would you take with you?
Axe.
And why? An axe. Down. Why?
Just because it's very useful to just hack up some stuff, right? Not only like, you know, trees and bamboos and stuff, but also, you know, it's got a sharp edge, so you can make some really thin sort of like wire to I did a program called How to Survive a Disaster Movie.
You did, yeah.
And one of those was How to Survive on a Desert Island, and you can make so much stuff, but what you really need is something that you can just destroy stuff. Also, an axe is good not just with vegetation, it could be good with like a rock. You've also got like a sort of hammer side to an axe. You can also crush things with it, like just using the side of the axe.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, if an animal attacks you, an axe is pretty good.
Bear
Grylls is in the building.
What?
Absolutely.
I've
thought about it.
Yeah. I put some time and effort into it. Made a TV program about it. Yeah.
Like one thing my wife doesn't trust me on many things, but the one thing she said, I will trust you forever, is if I said to her, babe, zombies, we need to go. Right? Yeah. She would trust me. Like, yeah. I'm ready. I've got a zombie plan and everything like that.
You've got a zombie plan, yeah?
Yeah, I've got a zombie plan.
Mate. I've got a zombie plan.
Everyone
needs to have a zombie plan.
Right?
Yeah.
Does yours involve a samurai sword?
No.
Mine does. I've got to have style. even at the end, I've got to have style. I'm more like Michonne, you know what I mean? Oh, right, there's Johnny again.
No,
yeah,
nice.
What's going on now? Just make it look good as I'm hacking up zombies. I'd rather go... even if someone went, here's a machine gun, that'll probably suit you better. I'd be like, keep your machine gun, because I'm going down the way I want to go down. Thank you very much.
But the thing is, you're wise to have a thing that doesn't run out. A machine gun, at some point, it's going to run out. You know, it doesn't run out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing, mate. But I am a motorbike rider, and so I would have, like, a helmet. I'd have all the gear, like the full gear, not just the kind of people that are on mopeds with their T-shirts.
Yeah.
I have the full gear. So you just can't get bitten. Just kick him in the bollocks or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that affects
I don't think that's the universal way of taking them down.
Yeah.
Hurts, take down the next. Right?
I mean, they're essentially walking around with one arm and stuff like that. I'm sure a little ball kick doesn't stop them in their tracks.
Well, come on.
Anything, these ones it does.
In my movie, that one does.
Yeah.
Every movie's got different rules.
Right, so final question before we got to go to a song. And then, do you know what? We must say as well, usually our guests only do the questions and then we do our Game of Thrones chat. But you're a big Game of Thrones fan.
Big time.
So you're going to be here after this song as well.
It's going to be Game of Thrones after this.
Excellent. And there's lots to talk about with that. So if you, Eric, big question. If you could go on a dinner date with any one person from even history, right, okay, any industry, whatever else, who would it be and why?
Oh, that's a really difficult question. Mm. Like, my first thought is always, like, Hitler. Just because...
Yeah.
Because...
is it?
Because what a lad.
What are you doing?
Well, because I'd love to just have a chat with him and be like, why? Like, what?
People are after Eric now.
He's our rear officer.
What was his problem? Like, it seems like such a... I mean, I get it. Like, if you read the history books and stuff, you sort of understand why he was insane.
Mm.
But I don't know. He seems so angry. It seems so unnecessary. And then there's so many people, like Carl Sagan. I'd love to just have a chat with him. Neil deGrasse Tyson, do you know who he is?
No.
He's alive at the moment.
Mike Tyson.
He's an astrophysicist. Very different Tyson family.
Not related.
Okay. Cool. But you want to be an astrophysicist, don't you?
Yeah, I just applied to do my science, physics and maths A-levels.
So you are not content being a comedian and taking those jobs and acting jobs. You genuinely are now taking up astrophysicist jobs as well you want to be doing.
Well, because I watched Interstellar. And instead of going, I want to be that actor, or I want to write such a good film, or I want to direct that, I thought... I want to go to space.
Yeah.
Is this all part of your zombie plan?
Is it just
come on, babe. We're going to go.
Not many zombies up in space.
No. And even if they were, kick them in the balls.
I've got a motorcycle that'll take us right to the moon.
No, I do want to go to space because it's one of those things that as a kid you want to do. And you sort of go, it's not possible, right?
Yeah.
But actually, it is possible if you just work hard enough. And I'm still young. I guess you could do it. I don't know. Like, I think he was Armstrong, like 30 something when he went up.
Yeah.
And now it's just easier. Now it's easy to go up.
Something like
everyone's
that.
Everyone's going up.
To be honest, you lost me when you said it weren't Mike Tyson. I was lost then, mate.
Yeah, he would be brilliant at tavern dinner.
He would. Yeah, yeah. We've got to go to our song, but I would love to know.
Okay, I'd have Inel.
That sounds all about playing.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Way to make me feel like the old part here, guys.
Hold on. What are you going to cook for me, though?
Carrots.
I'm
a rabbit.
I don't want to come to that dinner.
just
walking in used to eating carrots.
Raw food.
I'm off, thanks.
Apparently, Inel's a vegan.
Right, guys, we're going to our tune, our next tune. Now, this one is a tune by Second City, and it's called I Wanna Feel. This one's coming up now.
Awesome.
inside of me, inside of me. I've got into a bit of a habit, I know, where I always sing the last line of the song.
I know, I know.
And it's always bad. But I like doing it anyway.
Welcome back, listeners. Welcome back. It's Johnny and I Now live and loud.
Johnny and I Now on our radio.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, just to remind them.
they didn't get it, yeah.
Yeah, they could get it.
Did get it first time.
We got another person wrote in. I Nell.
Yeah.
I remember that Reading Festival.
Oh.
I was there too that year.
Nice.
On the Sunday night, everyone burned everything in sight.
See?
Including my tent.
It was a dangerous time.
Yeah. And that's Simon from London.
Nice one, Simon from London.
you don't remember him, no? Do you not remember a guy going,
I ducked
stop
out quick,
my tent!
As soon as someone told me they burned everything, I ducked out quick. I'm not staying around for this.
Yeah.
I love that you say Simon from London. It's such an old school thing. It's like, I am Simon from London.
Yeah.
son of like a shoesmith. Shoesmith?
We are going into Game of Thrones in a minute, aren't we?
I am Simon from London. I'm a son of a watchmaker.
such a good song to sing.
We have got one more thing written in, someone wrote in. It's everyone... Oh, zombie plan.
Uh-oh.
Eric.
Yes. Eric.
Everyone has a zombie plan.
Yes.
I went to a zombie experience in London last month. My zombie plan involves me... becoming Ash from the Army of Darkness movies, chainsaw and a trusty broomstick.
And that's afterwards.
Laurie from Romford there. Good.
Well, I'm glad that you have a plan.
I mean, is a chainsaw and a broomstick the best way to go?
No. What I think he is mentioning here is that a chainsaw attached to a broomstick.
Oh.
So then instead of, like, when they get too close, right, it's like a long chainsaw.
That's that Dead Rising business.
Johnny, are you an idiot, mate? Like, do you have no plan here?
Well, I've got a plan.
Seriously.
Mine's a samurai sword.
Of course. Like,
samurai sword on the end of a broomstick. It's just a sword. Like, yeah, come and get some.
But imagine the samurai sword attached on a broomstick.
Well, at the moment, he's saying, you know, chainsaw and a broomstick. It's like he's going to start hacking them up and then sweeping up after himself. Right?
That's also important.
You don't want to leave tracks. You don't want to leave tracks.
It may be Armageddon, but I'm a stickler for cleanliness. there we go. Right, so.
Let's get into Game of Thrones.
This song gives me an erection.
Eric, down, boy, down, down.
Right, there we go. Right, so Game of Thrones,
kick it off. What happened?
Basically, that is all that we can describe, because it was explosive, wasn't it?
It was. Everything went down. It started off with Stannis. Everything went wrong with Stannis. Oh, after he burned up his girl.
Yeah, don't kill your daughter. It's not hard. Don't kill your daughter. It's like... Especially when she could be, like, badass with all her rock skin,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, imagine as an adult looking like that.
Hey, you know,
be
the
a
dragon,
badass princess.
The dragons would have talked to that. They'd be like, yeah, look at that skin.
Well, she could say... And even when she's trying to find herself a fella, just go, yeah, it's a tattoo I got. just a different kind of girl, aren't I?
They wrote a book about me and a film.
I think he deserved everything he got.
Yeah?
Everything he got. Well, I don't give a
I mean... nice little detour if that works. But, yeah, no, to be fair, I think a lot of people lost respect for Stannis after the daughter thing. Mm-hmm. And so people don't really care that he's... Well,
yeah, no, generally, like, because that's what I said to my wife. I was like, I felt ambivalent towards him.
Mm.
And then when he killed his daughter, I was like, fuck you, mate. Yeah. I don't care what happens. I'm glad all that happened to him.
But do you know what the weirdest thing is? Because people in Game of Thrones don't usually get their comeuppance that quickly. It's usually like seasons down the line and then it sneaks back onto them. But,
yeah, but in all fairness,
this was instant.
No, but there was a long comeuppance. If anything, like, who killed him? That was like three seasons.
Mm. Yeah.
The shadow. Who did he kill with his shadow?
His brother Renly. Yeah.
Right,
brother
that was like
Renly,
what, season two?
Yeah, it was.
So it is a long comeuppance.
Smart babies, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's not like the Bolton army like got him. It was the cool knights.
Brienne.
I don't know their names. I'm not good at names.
Yeah, I'm jumping in there. It shows I watch. But yeah, not only Stannis got done, but there were a number of deaths, weren't there? Quite frankly,
gosh.
Obviously, as far we just were talking a minute ago, and I think we came to different conclusions there about Sansa and Reek. when after the Boltons were coming back, they jumped off a castle.
Right. Agreed. But it's never clear with Game of Thrones. If you see someone die, then I think they're dead. And even then, you don't really know. But you don't see them die. You don't see, like, you know, when she pushes the bow and arrow woman, and there's like clearly blood, and she's gone. Right, she's dead.
Yeah, that was gorgeous.
But you don't see when they jump. You don't see them land.
No,
so you don't know what happens.
For example, speed they were going at now.
For example, do you want a little thing that I might ruin for you about this episode?
Oh,
so you know, but I might because I don't know.
Oh. Right,
you know when the queen arrives back at the castle after that walk of shame.
The walk of shame, yeah.
Right, because she did the weakest link.
Yeah.
Right, so she did a walk of shame, and there's a massive
geezer
like
and gold.
A massive geezer and
that's
gold.
The mountain, right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
But I think that's a hound. You don't see the hound dying.
Yeah.
And I don't think the hound is dead.
Oh.
No, I don't think.
I think that's the hound.
So you're saying somebody recovered the hound on the rocks?
Yeah.
Where Arya and Thingamabob.
Because if you look at the eyes, the thing is all burnt. Because didn't she burn him as well? She stabbed him and then didn't she burn him?
He'd been burned before, hasn't he?
His face was messed up.
Yeah, but then she burned him again.
That's too much burning, right? Isn't it?
That's a lot of burning.
That's the whole point, because he was scared.
Sounds like Reading Festival. Burning tents, then the hounds getting burnt.
Well, the person in that gold is either the Reading Festival or the Hound, I think.
Well, I do.
Predictions there by Lando.
Because I watched the ones, you know, where they have the recap at the start, it has things that link up.
Yeah.
Do you remember one of the maesters was working on something that was under like cover, and it was like a Frankenstein thing that's moving.
In the box.
That is who that is.
Do you reckon?
Because I watched it, and they went back to that.
It was when Tyrion was having that big battle on the water. It was just before that they showed the thing in the box.
I didn't see
that. Yeah, because they showed that in the recap before this episode, and nothing else related to it.
That makes sense.
Was doing some crazy experiments.
Exactly.
He was mad scientist of the time.
So that went down. The queen as well. Queen. Well, she's keeping herself in good shape, isn't she? She's not afraid to show the whole of the village.
I do love the reactions of the people.
Her body double is definitely keeping a... Oh, the reactions was great.
The reactions of the people were amazing.
You're a queen, how about you suck margarine?
I've had more corks than she has.
it seemed like an episode of Jeremy Carl, didn't it?
But one weird thing that I was thinking is that I would love that to happen to me. Because imagine starting off really clean, and then you can see your house. It's not that far, it's a couple of miles or whatever, right? And you get spit on and shit thrown at you and stuff. Because then you just get a lovely bath afterwards. What a lovely experience that must be.
He's lost me now.
You're on your own there.
That was my fault. I was like, what a lovely experience.
I bet you're absolutely loving it.
Right, I'm going to drive 2 miles away from my house, and then I want you to do your worst, guys. Because I've got some Radox running.
Candles as well.
What I mean is, like, you know when you go paintballing and you're like, you get covered in mud, and I'm dirty, but I'll have a nice shower later on.
Yeah.
Like that.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I like having a shower after I've played football on a wet morning, but I wouldn't quite compare that to people running up to me, gobbing in my face, and being naked going, suck that, mate.
Again, no offence to her, but don't have sex with your brother.
Well,
there we go. There we go.
Morals are loose in the Game of Thrones.
There we go. And finally, Mr. Jon Snow.
Jonathan Snow.
We got tricked. I knew he was tricked. As soon as the little boy came, I was like, don't trust that little boy.
Yeah.
No, don't trust him for nothing.
That little boy.
That little boy is a little...
I don't know why he trusted him so easily.
Yeah, as soon as that little boy came in and he said, do something, I was like, nah, man.
He's too trusting, isn't he, our mate Snow, isn't he? Jon Snow.
But again... We do not see him dying.
Yeah, now this is a key one. Now, I think you'll be right on this. I'm not sure Jon Snow's dead.
I see him bleed out bad time, though.
do you know one of the main things? The witch has arrived at Castle Black, and she knows how important Jon Snow is. She's going to be gathering up that blood willy-nilly. He's going, yeah, I need all your blood, mate.
You never know. Like, the White King could just be on the other side of the wall and just rise him.
That's that too.
Do you reckon she's going to give rebirth and like a rebirth of Jon Snow, like a smoke baby Jon Snow?
Yeah, but then that'll only last for one kill, right?
Yeah. Eric's thought about stuff like this. Yeah.
Trust me, that's
it. It's not worth it.
Yeah, man, wait, think about it.
Wait for the dead king to come, you live longer. In your undead body.
You live forever with him.
I'm going for the short option, smoking it. It's what you do if you're young and immature, but wait. Do we think Jon Snow's dead?
No.
I don't know. You just that's the beauty of it, you don't know. But one thing is, like, I sort of understood why they were killing him. That's the thing. You don't want to see him die, but I sort of understood.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't do what he's supposed to do, like watch the bloody wall and stuff. Mm. And then because of him, that's why Stannis died.
Yeah.
Because weren't they supposed to go to him instead? I can't remember.
Well, I do know what you mean. He kind of betrayed the oath, didn't he? And so therefore, if he betrayed the oath, unfortunately, you've got to go. That's the way it is.
That's the way.
That's taken out the trash, isn't it? Taken out the trash.
But the question is still unanswered. Where is Holdor, though? Where is Holdor? Where is he?
DJing, Holdor. Probably.
Where's Holdor? Holdor? Where's Holdor?
Holdor.
Where is he?
Holdor.
I can't see
him. I think he's in here,
Holdor.
Mate.
Holdor.
I can't see Holdor.
He's coming closer.
It's been an entire season, Holdor. And I've seen no Holdor.
Well, isn't it Holdor and the two kids?
Yeah.
Right?
They're back next season.
Oh, they didn't
get time for this season, so.
Well, their agents didn't have talks with them, was that?
No, so you knew they weren't going to be in. That's how it works. Right, guys, we've got to actually start wrapping up. So, Eric, where can our listeners who've enjoyed listening to you today, where can they find you performing, and where can they get in touch with you and find out what you're doing next?
Well, there's a show that I do called Comedian Cinema Club, which you're doing in August, and I've invited INL to do at some point as well. And it's where we improvise our way through a film. And I think at some point I'm going to improvise our way through, like, a season of Game of Thrones. And it's really fun. It's like stand up in a first section, break. We improvise our way through a movie, break, and then a live podcast. So it's if you like movies and comedy.
Fantastic.
Well, if you want to do Bad Boys, I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Great. That'd be such a great one to do.
And if we're doing the Game of Thrones season, I presume you've signed yourself up to be Cersei walking around naked. Yeah. Do what you want to me, audience. I'll have a bath afterwards.
But right, is anyone else annoyed that she's not using the dragons enough?
Yeah.
You know, in the last episode when she escaped, my first thought was, go and release the other two, and cause
carnage.
Two of them.
Right, so Eric, Twitter handle.
Where can they find
you?
Just my name, Eric Lampere.
So, at Eric Lampere.
That's it.
Excellent. When are you performing next?
Oh, I don't know. Just go on a website.
Yeah, come on
the website.
Comedian Cinema Club. Check him out.
That's it.
Boom.
And at Eric Lampere
on Twitter. Where can they find you, Johnny?
I'm at Johnny I. Cochran.
Oh, and then they can find me at INL, INEL.
And they can get us at Johnny and INL, which is convenient. Apart from that, every Thursday we're back, aren't we?
Thank you very much for all your tweets and your messages and your emails you've been sending in, guys. Keep them coming next week as well for Thursday, 4 o'clock. You can also message us during the week with your lending ear problems as well.
Yeah, and a buzzword. We want them buzzwords and a problem. Apart from that, yeah, we'll be back next week, 4 o'clock. This is Johnny and INL Live and Loud. Thank you, Mr. Eric Lampere.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week, guys. This one we'll be playing you out with is Feelings by Shy FX.
Nice.